the fifth kind. The ancient city of Nippur. In the early 1900s, German-American scholar Hermann Hilprecht unearthed a 4,000-year-old cuneiform tablet. Cuneiform was a type of script used by the ancient cultures of Sumeria, Babylon, and Assyria. Archaeologists began discovering artifacts in Mesopotamia in the 1500s. At that time, cuneiform had been so long forgotten that many scholars failed to recognize it as a written language, mistaking it for mere decoration. Until the discovery of a translation key at Behistun in southern Iran in 1835, all the secrets of the cuneiform artifacts remained a closed book. By the time Hilprecht unearthed his find in Nippur, his team had the translation tools to reveal its importance. While many of the cuneiform tablets consisted of shopping lists, inventories, recipes, banking arrangements, legal contracts, it soon became clear that Hermann Hilprecht's item was a list of kings. The king's list details the reigns of kings and the length of dynasties going back through history, as far back as a cataclysmic event simply referred to as the flood, and even further back to the beginning of governance over human society. Since Hermann Hilprecht made his find in Nippur, about 18 other copies of the King's List have surfaced. Now, they all vary slightly, but they all throw the same spanner into the works of our conventional understanding, the dates. That's because conventional wisdom says that modern civilization began about 5,400 years BCE in Sumeria, whereas the King's List goes all the way back to the flood, it's in their narrative too, and all the way back to a time 266,000 years ago. Now, how do we read that if in our minds civilization is only 7,000 years old? What do we make of it if we accept that hominins of our design have only been on the planet 200,000 years? It doesn't fit. The Sumerian King's List is telling us a different story. But where do we find the beginnings of our ancestral story? The search for evidence of early agriculture takes us back to 10,000 BCE with the advent of farming and the beginnings of cities. If we look for tool making and evidence of cultural practices such as art, craft, and ritual practices, then we arrive at 20,000 BCE. If we look for hominins of our exact design and build, we arrive at a date around 200,000 BCE. If we prospect for the earliest use of fire, then current consensus puts us in Africa, anywhere in the region of 400,000 to 1.4 million years ago. So how long have we been here? And how many human civilizations may have come and gone in that time? The research of companies mapping our DNA history now include the data of millions of people around the world. As well as mapping a family tree of our great-great-great-grandparents, DNA researchers are able to calculate how far back we have to go to find a common ancestor shared by everyone in the human family tree. This common ancestor, or DNA Adam, has been dated to between 60,000 to 140,000 years ago. This fits with archaeological and paleontological finds, which have found people of our anatomical design and build going back to 200,000 years ago. However, in 2013, Family Tree, an American commercial ancestry mapping company, received DNA samples for one Albert Perry, of South Carolina. Albert Perry's results were off the chart. When Family Tree processed his results, they discovered that the most recent common male ancestor shared by everyone in his DNA family tree lived no more recently than 338,000 years ago. So how old are we? Did Family Tree find a genetic marker of our ancestry prior to modern Homo sapiens? Or does human history extend much further back than we previously thought? The Sumerian Kings List begins with a dynasty commencing 266,000 years ago, well within the timeline of Albert Perry's ancestry result. However, even more mystifying are the dates given for the reigns of individual kings. The more recent kings accredited with reigns of 6 to 36 years. As we go further back in time, the Kings List begins running with some strange-looking dates. We come across a dynasty that lasted 24,500 years, 3 months, 3.5 days, divided across no more than 23 kings. That's an average reign of more than 1,000 years each. And then if we look at the dynasty that's concluded by the Great Flood, we find a period of 241,000 years divided by no more than 8 kings. That's an average reign of more than 30,000 years each. Now, suffice it to say, that's not a human lifespan. It's all part of the same very precise counting, measuring, numbering system that was part of Sumerian culture. It was Sumerian culture that gave us an hour of 60 minutes, a minute of 60 seconds, a circle of 360 degrees, and SARS comprising 3,600 years. So we know what they meant. The Sumerian Kings List is not the only ancient account of governance over human society, beginning with advanced non-human beings who later hand over the reins of power to human kings. Some researchers argue that this narrative is embedded in the texts of the Hebrew scriptures, in which humans are first ruled over by the Elohim, the powerful ones. It's not until the 12th chapter of Genesis that the first human kings are mentioned in the Bible, and the people of Israel receive their first human king not before we're several books into the Bible. In that instance, the handover from non-human kings to the first human king is not a pretty one. Stories of transition from non-human to human kings exist in narratives all around the world, including the Sumerian, including the biblical, and also in the narratives of ancient Egypt. The reigns and dynasties of the King's List reflect other narratives in the Sumerian texts, which depict advanced non-human species governing over human society and worshipped as gods. But who or what were the gods of ancient legend? And if the time frame of the King's List takes us to a period 266,000 years in the past, then why do the world's creation stories appear to date from a much later time? I argue that what we think of as our creation myths are in reality ancestral memory of a time when life on Earth had to be nurtured back into being after some kind of global catastrophe. And there are narratives all around the world that speak of a time when beings came to planet Earth
from another place and intervene in human development to the extent of genetically modifying or even re-engineering those of our ancestors who were here at that time. Now, if those ancient narratives of human origins and of kings of another species ruling over humanity are correct, then what might that have to say about human society today?
The Greek philosopher Plato, writing in the 5th century BCE, believed that an external agency, whom he called children of God, had intervened in human evolution with a view to enhancing our capacity for intelligence and consciousness. Plato believed that the material universe came into existence in order to host consciousness. He understood human beings to be part of that great story. Many of the world's mythologies speak of another moment in our distant past when human capacities were downgraded. Our lifespans were limited, our powers of perception were reduced, and our whole level of consciousness was diminished. If these narratives hold genuine memory of a downgrade in our capacities, might there be ways of upgrading and recovering a previous, higher level of consciousness? Throughout the ages, our ancestors have sought out the properties of sacred spaces, the esoteric architecture of ancient temples, the natural hotspots of our planet's electromagnetic field, mystical and shamanic rituals and medicines. All these and other modalities have been employed by our ancestors as ways of heightening human consciousness for a better human experience. If our ancestors were genetically manipulated to be governed over or to serve as a workforce for higher beings, might we now be able to deprogram those limiting neurological settings and live freer, more expansive lives? As a species, can we shake off ancestral habits of subjection to kings who rule over human societies for tens of thousands of years at a time and learn instead to serve one another rather than slave for superiors? If our written history really began as a list of kings, can we shape our future into a more human-centered story? A story of human potential and freedom and fulfillment.
Thank you for watching The Fifth Kind TV. Remember to subscribe and click on the bell for notifications so that you never miss when we upload new content. For uncensored access to our full interviews and documentaries, go to fifthkind.tv. For more videos about paleo contact and the wisdom of the world's ancestral narratives, go to the Paul Wallace channel, subscribe, and click on the bell. You can join the Paul Wallace channel for a regular live stream and live conversation. Thank you for watching The Fifth Kind TV.